As we discussed in our last broadcast, Phariseeism is alive and well in the church at large. How do we recognize it? What does the scripture say about it?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking about beware the leaven of the Pharisees. The Pharisees, as you will recall, were a self-appointed secular sect functioning as priests at the time of Christ Jesus. They came into existence after Israel had broken covenant with God several hundred years before, and because of that, had broken covenant with God and lost the priesthood. After the Babylonian captivity, where the Pharisees began to rise to power, and the release of the Israelites from Babylon by the king of Syria, they returned to Israel, and there was no priesthood to lead the people, and they saw this as an opportunity to gain power and control over the people, which persisted until Jesus' days. Jesus had much to say about the Pharisees, and it was not nice. He, as a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 23, criticized them severely and had no kindness to them whatsoever.
whatsoever. He said to them, with your tradition, which referred to the Talmud, you cancel or nullify the word of God. So these were the apostates of the first century, and we still have them with us now in spirit. We know from the scripture that the spirit of Phariseeism is alive and well in the church today. How do we recognize it? Well, by the presence of the apostasy. The apostasy is the falling away of the body of Christ from the truth of the Word of God as originally intended by the Holy Spirit. In 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 3, we read, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." And then in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, Paul says, "By the Spirit of God, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." Phariseeism is another gospel. Many of the denominational churches, if not about all of them, preach another gospel. They have their denominational doctrine that makes them unique and different from all other Christians, and they try to preach the Word of God along with it. So, what is another gospel? It's the gospel of the Scripture, the gospel of Christ, plus the laws of a particular denomination or independent church through its constitution. You see, they all have a constitution. You can look up their constitutions on the internet, and you will see the rules and regulations, which are law, which you must abide by and subject yourself to if you want to be a member of those churches or denominations. Now, that's a problem, isn't it? Why? Because God doesn't care whether it's the law of the Old Testament, which has now been set aside, or whether it's denominational law. To God, law is law. And the whole message of the book of Galatians is that you cannot be under law and under grace at the same time. God isn't in it, and he does not permit it. So in Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9, Paul, by the Spirit of God, said, "But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed." And then in verse 9, he repeats it. "As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that we have received, let him be cursed." So in the case of denominationalism and denominational churches, what is another gospel? It is the gospel of Christ plus our denominational doctrines, doctrines of men. Paul warned about that in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. Listen to what he says. "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Now, being a castaway does not refer to loss of salvation. When Paul mentioned being a castaway, he was not referring to the apostasy or to loss of salvation. That Greek word in the New Testament, eidokainios, means rejected or not authentic. He was talking about being disqualified if he preached a gospel that was not authentic. What are gospels today that are not authentic? Gospels which preach the word of God plus doctrines of men and even doctrines of demons. These are they which are false gospels. You cannot mix doctrines of men or doctrines of demons with the true gospel of Christ. What is the requirement then for walking with Christ? It's John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we all better find out what is the truth behind the churches that we are attending, and are they preaching the true gospel of Christ with no doctrines or traditions of men, which is what denominationalism is. You see, if we walk by the Spirit, we will not do the things of the flesh, according to Galatians 6. So it isn't about men, and it isn't about churches, or what some Bible scholars refer to as churchianity, man-made churches and their doctrines. It isn't about that at all. It's about the kingdom. The church was for administration, to minister to the body, truly a representative of the body of Christ on the earth to fulfill his purpose. But it isn't the end all, and it is not what we should be shooting for to perfect ourselves in. Jesus said that himself in Luke 16:16. He said, "The law and the prophets were until John, and now the kingdom is preached, and many there are who are pressing in." What is Jesus talking about? A true, living, spirit-filled, spirit-led church or congregation will evidence itself to its people by the presence of kingdom power, walking in kingdom power. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "The kingdom comes in power, not in words." So if you're in a dead church, and there's no power or move of the Holy Spirit there, and the same things are going on week after week and year after year, and no move of power of the Holy Spirit is seen, no healings, no deliverances, no manifestation of spiritual gifts or the baptism in the Holy Spirit, no manifestation of tongues, no manifestation of prophecy and the fulfillment of prophecy and the like, then it's obvious that that's a dead, impotent, powerless church. Why? Because wherever the Holy Spirit is, the anointing is, and wherever the anointing is, the power is, and wherever the power is, the kingdom is. We just read those scriptures. So, the Spirit, the anointing, the kingdom, and the power move in parallel. If one is present, the other three are present. In Luke 10:19, Luke, by the Spirit of God, said, "Behold," and this is Jesus speaking, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So you are given power over all the power of the enemy, according to that verse. That would include Satan, wouldn't it? Do you dare to believe that? Do you dare to act on that? It's done through the power of binding and loosing. Matthew 16:16. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. You bind Satan, all the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places of Ephesians 6:12, and then whatever particular spirits are problematic under them, and you loose the person, place, or thing, and you command them be cast out to the pit in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus, and await the great white throne judgment in Christ Jesus' name. Every command in the name of Christ Jesus. You see, now you're walking in kingdom power. So Mark 16:17-18 says, "These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." You see, all those things are things of kingdom power. This is what kingdom believers do. Pharisees don't do that. You can go to a dead church and ask them, "How many demons have you cast out lately? How many people have you laid hands on, and how many of them have gotten healed? What is the Spirit saying to you when you speak in new tongues and someone interprets because they have the gift of interpretation of tongues?" Can they answer those questions? No. Why? Because the vast majority don't even believe in those things. This is what the problem is. So in 2 Timothy 3:1-5, the Spirit through Paul said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Watch this, verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. You see, that last verse is the problem with the end time church. This is the problem with Pharisaical churches. They have a form of godliness. They have all of the vocabulary, all of the traditions of churchianity, but they lack the power, and the kingdom comes in power, not in words. So you have to pray for God and the Holy Spirit to direct you and to bring you to a congregation and a place that is not Pharisaical, that is Spirit-filled, that is Spirit-led, that is full of the power of the kingdom. That's what it's all about. You see, it isn't what men teach that's important. In 1 John 2:27, we read, "As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing," his empowerment of the Spirit, "as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him." You abide in Christ. Are you a kingdom believer? Do you understand the nature and the danger of Phariseeism? How do Pharisees miss it? It's not about church. It's about the kingdom. Again, Luke 16:16. "The law and the prophets were until John, and now the kingdom is preached, and many there are who are pressing in." Yet the Pharisees in their day were the spirit police. They were going around telling everyone what they must do, how they must behave, the laws they must keep, and what to believe. That's the heart of Phariseeism, legalism. And our way is the only way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but by me." Do you know what he said to the Pharisees? He said, "How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eyes." God wants you in Spirit-filled churches. He wants you to be led by the Holy Spirit and to be filled by the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 4, verse 10 to 15, Paul warned regarding the spirit police, quotes unquotes, the Pharisaical types. He said, "We are no," and this is verse 14, he said, "We are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ." Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Many of you have dire circumstances and truly need help. There's no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. If Jesus has a way into your heart, he has a way out of your circumstances. And he will manifest himself to you and reveal to you that he is real. No religion on the earth can promise you that. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Christ Jesus will do the rest and lead you in what you should do.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. that is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you've prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.